Hello, everyone. I'm Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. While nobody wants legal advice as an impulse buy, and it's usually reactionary, if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and you have a legal need or a legal question, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. Just remember the phone number for when you need them, and they'll be ready to answer your questions and talk to you further. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They have the first foursome purchased in every Todd Wright Tour event, including the upcoming event on Super Bowl Saturday, which is rapidly approaching a sellout over a month in advance. More on that in a second. Everyone received a Todd Wright Tour shirt, courtesy of Brandon Legal Group, at Todd Wright Tour XVII, which was held at West Chase Golf Club as our last event of 2018. Actually played golf with one of the good people from Brandon Legal Group on Christmas Eve out at TPC Tampa Bay. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. So whatever legal need you have, and it doesn't need to come within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, you call Brandon Legal Group and talk to them. 844-4-BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. The Todd Wright Tour opens 2019. Our 2019 season opener is Super Bowl Saturday, which some of my regular players have also noted is Groundhog Day, which I can have some fun with as well, because Todd Wright Tour 18 is actually part three of our popular annual Good versus Evil golf tournament. It is two tournaments within one. The front nine will be set up for good scoring. No one makes worse than par. Birdies and eagles are very much in play, and that will be one tournament. Holes 10 through 18, the back nine, will be an entirely different tournament as you play them. And those are the evil holes, the evil nine. Bogey is in play on virtually every hole. I make some rules and stipulations and move tees and pull flag sticks and many other fun things that the superintendent and the director of golf at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club allow me to do. So we have multiple winners. It is a four-person scramble event. Please, I know sometimes the scramble tournament has a bad reputation. Much as I have modernized fantasy football lineups, I feel I have modernized scramble tournaments. Until you play in a Todd Wright Tour event, you cannot criticize my events, which stress organization, a low price, fast pace of play, unique formats, and plenty of food and prizes to go around. So in peak golf season, on a Saturday morning in February in Clearwater, Florida, I'm charging $55 per player, and that includes your lunch, courtesy of Papa John's and Better Bird. You heard right, $55 per player. Peak season, Saturday morning, 8:15 a.m. start. You can sign up now. It is available to the public at joebucksfan.com/golf. joebucksfan.com/golf. You can also email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com to ask any questions. If you are interested in playing as an individual, that's fine. I'll take care of you. If you just have you and one other, it's fine. Sign up as a twosome. I'll take care of you. If you only have three, I can handle that. You have a full foursome, obviously, no problem at all. All options are on the table until I sell all the tee times. And we're rapidly approaching that. Again, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Good versus Evil Part 3, my 18th golf tournament in just over 3 years, will be at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club on Super Bowl Saturday. And one of the things we'll be doing on Super Bowl Saturday will be letting you take some action home from the golf tournament and letting it play out on Sunday in the game itself. So there will be prizes, given for golf and various things on Saturday at the tournament itself. And then come Sunday night into Monday morning, I'll be informing additional winners from the golf tournament based on what their action was as it relates to the Super Bowl. You'll get some prizes as well. Again, $55 per player, peak season, Saturday morning, 8:15 a.m. start at Chi-Chi Rodriguez Golf Club. Thanks to James Poulter and the staff at Chi-Chi's for allowing me the opportunity to offer yet another golf tournament at a very, very affordable price. I shake my head at some of the prices that people pay to play in, I don't want to call them inferior golf tournaments, but I don't know another word that gets my point across. Three times, five times as more, getting about that much less. Come out and play in the Todd Wright Tour event. Yes, this is the inaugural edition of the Toddcast. I'm going to keep it short just because this is basically the equivalent of a television pilot. And it accomplishes a number of things that you do not need to be concerned with. While the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast will continue through the Super Bowl for the first time since the inception of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, it will go on hiatus for the off season, and then it will come back in July with plenty of time to get you all the information you need to prepare for your season-long drafts. But just doing a fantasy football-based podcast for the months of February, March, April, May, June, early July, it just wasn't enough for me with all the things I wanted to talk about. So after 3 years of doing podcast, I've decided to just open it up to whatever I wanted to talk about, and that's what I will discuss in the Toddcast. We'll offer the Toddcast once a week to start, and then we will probably go to two a week once we get either to the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl or anytime news merits. That's the beautiful part about a podcast is I can open up this microphone and create an audio file and send it out for you at any point if I feel there's something worth talking about. So I hope you enjoy the Toddcast, and don't worry about fantasy football, because as far as fantasy football, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and in all likelihood come next fall, the Bucks Bulletin, which spotlights specifically the Bucks matchup against their opponent that particular week from a fantasy perspective, that'll all return in 2019. This is now a new additional podcast where it's not restrictive to any one theme within a sport, any one sport. The Lightning Playoff Podcast will return in April, but this allows me to do whatever I want. So for this initial podcast, let's talk about Jim Caldwell a little bit. Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com posted a story at 7:11 p.m., approximately 27 minutes before I'm speaking right now, on ProFootballTalk.com, that according to multiple league sources, former Lions and Colts coach Jim Caldwell has interviewed for the Green Bay Packers opening. Reading on ProFootballTalk.com, giving the background on Caldwell in case you forgot what his resume was. Coached the Colts from 2009 through 2011, of course, following Tony Dungy, then serving as head coach of the Lions from 2014 through 2017. In the interim, those 2 years, he helped the Ravens get to the Super Bowl. They won that Super Bowl and was named offensive coordinator by coach John Harbaugh in December 2012. He was involved with the team from an offensive standpoint and then promoted to offensive coordinator during his tenure. He has a 62-50 regular season win-loss record as a National Football League head coach. Also was a head coach at Wake Forest from 1993 through 2000. Arrived in Indy with Tony Dungy, was quarterback coach and assistant head coach through 2008. Caldwell took the Lions to the playoffs twice in four seasons and was fired a year ago at this time after the Lions failed to make the playoffs and finished with a record of 9-7. The ProFootballTalk.com story goes on to say the interview with Caldwell comes at a time when the Packers are wrapping up the season with Joe Philbin serving as interim coach following the firing of Mike McCarthy after 13 years. On Sunday, Aaron Rodgers seemed to express a preference for Philbin to get the full-time job. ProFootballTalk.com finishes their note saying, but maybe Caldwell would be a perfect coach to work with Rodgers. During Caldwell's coaching career, he had extensive experience working with Peyton Manning and then with Matthew Stafford. Under Caldwell's tutelage in Baltimore, Joe Flacco became a Super Bowl MVP. Also, by formally considering Caldwell for the job, the Packers have complied with the often discussed Rooney Rule, which requires an in-person interview of at least one minority candidate. Okay, so Jim Caldwell was on my radar for the last couple of weeks, and in conversations I had off-air and off-site with the editors of JoeBucksFan.com, it was pretty clear to them and to me that Jim Caldwell would be on the radar for multiple jobs, including the likely opening in Tampa Bay coaching the Buccaneers, simply because from a Buccaneer standpoint, Caldwell made a lot of sense, much as you can justify the Packers talking to Jim Caldwell for various reasons, and the Packers are a successful franchise. You can also justify a franchise struggling like the Buccaneers with really nothing to hang their hat on since winning a Super Bowl now 16 seasons ago. 16 seasons of nothing. Nothing. That Caldwell would make sense for Tampa Bay. What has Caldwell been doing since he was fired by the Lions? He hasn't done a lot of talking publicly, and most recently became a consultant for the XFL, which is planning to start play in 2020, just as a consultant to the XFL, which, according to some of the things that Tony Dungy said, went on record with after Caldwell was fired after 2017 with the Lions. Dungy pretty much almost speaking on Caldwell's behalf. And again, Dungy brought Caldwell to the Colts, and then Caldwell took over for Dungy when Dungy retired from the Colts. And Caldwell didn't want to do a lot of talking on his own. Dungy is a television personality on NBC Sports. He does a number of interviews, and he's happy to speak on behalf of coaches he feels he has enjoyed working with and helped along the way. And Dungy made it very clear after the firing from Detroit that Jim Caldwell would come back to be a National Football League head coach. This wasn't going to be, for example, with the anticipated Dirk Cutter firing. Dirk Cutter will likely come back as either an offensive coordinator or a quarterback coach. One or the two. I don't have any doubts. I don't think Dirk Cutter is going to be waiting around doing nothing until someone offers him a head coaching job. Because this just in, if you haven't noticed, since the Buccaneers dropped John Gruden and promoted Raheem Morris, further proving the Bucs' hires have been inferior relative to the rest of the league, and the Glazer hires of head coaches are very bad. Every coach hired and subsequently fired by the Buccaneers has never been a head coach again. And there's been very little discussion about them being, and I'm talking pro football, a pro football head coach again. In order, that's Raheem Morris. No. Did not become an NFL head coach again, will not become an NFL head coach again. Lovie Smith, sure, took the head coaching job at Illinois, and how's that working out? Didn't they lose 633-0 to Iowa this year? Something like 4-8? Sure, he got an extension. He's terrible. Will never be an NFL head coach again. Probably shouldn't have been in the first place. There was a reason why the Bears moved on from him. Then you go to Greg Schiano. Anybody want to go out on that limb and say Schiano's going to be an NFL head coach again? No, I didn't think so. When Schiano's name even came up for the head coaching job at Tennessee, right or wrong, that didn't happen. So I'm not sure Schiano ever ascends to that position in college at this point. Notice when Urban Meyer stepped down, it was another assistant on the offensive side, not Schiano, the defensive coordinator, who ascended to the head coaching position replacing Urban Meyer. And now you have Dirk Cutter, who will not be a National Football League head coach after being terminated by the Buccaneers next year, nor likely at any point in the immediate future. Further proving all four hires were bad, when you hire guys who don't get the job done, then fire them after not getting the job done, and nobody else wants them in the National Football League to be their head coach, it shows you made a bad hire, which the Bucs are trying to avoid the fifth time around since dumping John Gruden, which brings me to Jim Caldwell, who again makes sense as a candidate for the Packers, also makes sense as a candidate for the Buccaneers. But this is also where things can be a little bit different. With the Packers, Jim Caldwell could get back to a Super Bowl. With the Buccaneers, Jim Caldwell could get back to on the fringe of the playoffs and losing in the playoffs, much as he did with the Detroit Lions. While there's nothing wrong with a potential Caldwell hire in Tampa Bay, it is more yawn-inspiring than awe-inspiring and something that likely gets the job done to end the 16 seasons of absolutely nothing since the Buccaneers defeated the Raiders and won the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Caldwell may have other interviews out there, but I think you can expect that Caldwell will be someone of interest to the Buccaneer organization after they make official the firing of Dirk Cutter. There is also another name I think you should keep an eye on, and you might already be keeping an eye on anyway, as the Pittsburgh Steelers spiral potentially out of the National Football League playoffs this year with a disastrous end of the season and a season marked at the beginning by the fact that Le'Veon Bell didn't even want to show up. While the Steeler organization has been one of the most loyal, we're talking three head coaches over the entire Super Bowl era: Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin. There are some, including me, who believe Mike Tomlin's time without a trip to the playoffs this year, based on some things that have happened this year, previous year, and otherwise, time's up. And the Steelers may choose to make a change and move on from Mike Tomlin. If so, Mike Tomlin would move immediately to the top of a list of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, according to reports back the night before Super Bowl 43. Steelers and Cardinals, Tomlin's roots are so deep here. To get away from everything for a few hours, he went over to Rondé Barber's house the night before Super Bowl 43. So Tomlin could be the one that the Bucs are waiting for to see if he is available and maybe becomes an almost overnight hire if Tomlin is interested in the job. If not, a candidate like Caldwell makes sense for the Buccaneers, as Caldwell makes sense for a better franchise with an established franchise quarterback in a stable franchise quarterback situation like Aaron Rodgers. The Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you have a legal need, and you do not need to have that legal need living or working or driving the roads of Brandon, Florida, Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. They are a full-service law firm, and you can call them at any time for a free consult and find out if they can help you. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments going forward into 2019. And if you ever forget the phone number for whatever reason, you are welcome to email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, and they gladly will let me pass on the phone number to you via email. Brandon Legal Group, going forward with me, not only with the Todd Wright Tour in 2019, but the Toddcast. Thank you for listening to the Toddcast. We'll talk to you again next time.